I'm Jim Ladd, and we're back again with tonight's interview of the Doors. As you listen to these accounts of the Doors as they unfold, I want you to keep in mind that these are not stories of self-indulgent partygoers, but the true life adventures of people who were exploring the limits of life and death, musically, chemically, or as in the later years, Morrison's exploits with alcohol.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Once again, Doors manager Bill Siddons.
I don't think it was just because he was pretty crazy and liked to get drunk now and then, because sometimes he did things that seemed like very conscious attempts at getting somewhere else.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alice Cooper.
Because I do believe in there are natural survivors and there are natural people that have a will to be somewhere else, you know, to be on another plane, another planet, whatever death is. Just not being satisfied with what they're doing on this planet creatively. I mean, look at the things he wrote, you know. I mean, he was so obvious in his lyrics that he was going to be going out pretty soon.
Not to touch the earth, not to see the sun, nothing left to do but run, 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 let's run. Let's run. House upon the hill, moon is lying still, shadows of the trees, witnessing the wild breeze. Come on, baby, run with me. Let's run. Run with me. Run with me. Run with me. Let's run. The mansion is warm at the top of the hill. Rich are the rooms and the comforts there. Red are the arms of luxurious chairs. And you won't know a thing till you get inside.
Thank you. I'm a lizard king. I can do anything.
You'd fall out of second-story windows drunk and never go to the doctor with broken, you know, arms and legs and things, you know, and perform that day.
Once again, Alice Cooper.
I saw him jump out of an MG one night going along in Topanga Canyon. Just jumped out.
Is that right?
And I'm sitting there going, what are you doing, man? And I said, wow, that's cool. And I realized that was not cool. You know, he pretty much just burned himself out. But I mean, what a brilliant talent the man was.
I'm a lizard king. I can do anything.
He just packed it all in 27 years. He was incredible. He just, whatever came along, he did.
John Densmore.
Okay, when I first met him, I used to smoke 10 joints in the morning and get up. Then acid came in and he, I saw him take 10,000 micrograms of acid at the Tropicana. This is when we were playing After Hours at the Hullabaloo.
Oh boy.
In retrospect, it's hysterical. At the time, you know, we were trying to be together and, you know, we'd all planned to be together and do it and, well, you're f***ing up, but anyway. Then he got on to booze. And that's as far as I went, as I know what he was on to. And as far as my knowledge, he was not on to anything else, i.e. heavy drugs, smack, whatever. I mean, he just took to those three things so heavy as they came up. He might have packed it all in 27 years. His little organs in there went, Jim, okay, man.
I'm a lizard king. I can do anything.
I guess Jim was one of those people you really couldn't stop when he wanted to do things.
Bill Siddons.
He laughed at death. And he got on top of an 11 or 12 story building, whatever it is, and walked around the outside edge. I've seen film of it. It makes me insane to watch it. I mean, he did a lot of those kind of things. He jumped out of the window in the 16th floor of a hotel in Washington. Within the first month I was with him. But he grabbed a ledge on the way out, freaked out the two girls that were with him, and he laughed. He thought it was funny.
Doors keyboardist, Ray Manzarek.
You don't think madness exists? The empty, void madness when you're insane? That's exciting to play with. That's there for the nighttime. That's there for when we want to get a little crazy. And the solar system has it planned so that every once in a while we do get crazy. The full moon makes us crazy, for one. And that happens twice a month. We can go through some real good crazy nighttime periods because the moon gets full and it tends to do a watery thing and we get into a much more romantic, voluptuous mood. So that's when the Doors, that's when the Doors played. And we played with madness and played with the craziness right on the other side of the whole thing.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They're gone to destroy.
Is great.
See, there was one guy that used to come around. He wanted to sing, and to make his voice sound like Jim, he burnt his throat with a cigar down the inside of his throat. He burnt his throat and talked like and sounded like Jim. He was always hanging around, and we used to call him Cigar Pain. And nobody knew his name, and they'd say, "Oops, Cigar Pain is here." And you'd hear him outside singing through the air vent. Oh my God, and he's here again. We kept trying to get him away, and had the police actually had to come one or two times and take him away, and he'd be back 2-3 weeks later. Oh, he's here again.
Cigar Pain.
Yeah, but finally he left, and somebody heard that about a year or two ago he killed his mother and then blew his brains out. And that's the story of Cigar Pain. So, you made it, man. On the radio.